Love you.
Love you guys. Good luck.
Love you too.
This is a Lip Media podcast.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of All Bases Covered, the podcast helping you navigate the beauty industry and cut through the bullshit.
But there's 32 people watching.
Oh! Hi!
We once did a live last year and I think there was maybe six people watching.
Oh yeah, six over the course of like half an hour as well. Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah.
We're going to have to look at our phones for notes because we're not...
We don't write them down on paper.
We're not professionals. We don't have a teleprompter.
I forgot it.
Oh, Watson.
Let's start with the meet the dog. Come here.
Come here. Hi. This is Watson.
She's going to come in at all things.
Tell everybody your name.
Watson, tell them your name. Watson, look at me. Tell them your name.
Speak.
Tell them your name. Speak. Good. Very good job. Speak. Watson.
Speak.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. Okay, go. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
I'm Lisa.
Hi, I'm Alex, obviously.
In case you don't know which face is what. How could they not, though? Like,
I don't know.
Just in case.
Maybe you've joined just for today and you've never liked a picture on Instagram.
Imagine if they did that. That would be unusual. Anyway. Nice.
Welcome to our 100th episode.
Really exciting.
We've been recording podcasts for a year and a half.
Crazy.
I can hardly believe it.
We will never produce as many episodes ever again as we did this year. Surely, unless for some reason it becomes our full-time job. Can you imagine?
Well, if it becomes our full-time job, I'll absolutely do it again. But otherwise, no. Unless there's another weird pandemic. Even if there is another pandemic.
A lot of effort.
Honey, this is too much.
Off.
Okay. So, how's your week?
Fine. But it's only Monday, so do I have to go off last week?
Yes.
Also fine. I don't remember anything. I had Brenton's family Christmas on the weekend.
Mm.
So his dad's a doctor and his sister is a nurse and his auntie works in a nursing home. And so they always do their Christmas, generally the weekend before Christmas.
It's a caramel as well. Carry on.
So that everyone can make it and then they work on Christmas.
Yeah.
That's
cute.
Yeah. So we did it this week. Normally we go down to their beach house at Rye. Last year we went to Fingal to this.
Oh, it was to the epicest house ever.
Which unfortunately Beck Judd then stayed at like a couple of months after we did. So now we'll never be able to book in because she posted about it on like her Instagram or getaways or whatever she's on.
In case you've missed it, one of Lisa's very minuscule superpowers is that she can find very good Airbnbs.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, I think Abby found that one. But yeah, I can find good
Shout
Airbnbs.
Shout out to Abby.
Do you know how you find them? You just pay so much money for them. And you book really far in advance. Fair enough. That was fabulous. This year, a little different, but it was at home.
Yep.
And they put outside, they had like a blow up pool.
Ah.
A volleyball net and like a slip and slide.
Has this all happened?
Yeah, this happened this weekend.
Why did you not take photos of it?
Just live in the moment, you know?
Oh, wow.
So
don't
that was
can't
really,
relate.
That was really fun. We did a KK.
Mm.
I got, my sandals are over there. I got like a khaki colored Birkenstock and a plant book with a terracotta spine. Perfection.
Yeah.
Brenton's mum. Very good weekend. And then yesterday, while we were at family Christmas, we adopted the two pups out.
Oh, yeah. So sad. They're gone. Did you?
I didn't cry because I was giving them away. I cried when we took one of the pups to bring her home because we were separating them for the first time.
Yeah. That's the saddest thing ever. These puppies, in case you didn't see Lisa or don't follow her on Instagram, they would sleep like yin and yang.
Oh, they were so cute.
On each other. They were the cutest things ever.
Yeah. So they're gone.
Are they following you on Instagram?
I didn't ask them to. Maybe I should.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
I've got their numbers. I can text them.
Okay.
But yeah, that's my weekend. How was your weekend?
Mine was bad. I got really, really drunk.
tell us. She wouldn't even drink. Like, she was like, oh, I'm so nervous for the live. And I was like, we can make mojitos. Like, do you want anything? And she was like, no, I'm never drinking again.
No, it was just like, I'm sure many people have gone through
this.
What
was your birthday?
It was my birthday. And then it was my last week at work. I'm finishing up at Guide Dogs for anyone who doesn't know, which none of you do because I haven't told anyone.
You have. Oh, no, you haven't told them that you finish. You haven't told them that you work there. Yes.
So then we went out for drinks on Friday night with just a few select people, and all of a sudden it was 6 a.m. and I had...
6 a.m.?
Yeah.
I haven't stayed out that late ever.
Me either. The sun was coming up. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We were just at a friend's house. We can't go into it. I'll be talking forever about the fact that I was drunk. Anyway.
What were you drinking?
Gin. And I lost my wallet. And so that's been the debacle of the last couple of days, which was really sad. Anyway, that's enough on that. I can't.
Tell them. So you lost your wallet?
No, that's all that we're talking about.
Gift cards, cash, two pairs of earrings.
Stop. Never happened.
Strove to prompt Cook to get...
Stop. Okay.
Trigger warning.
Legit. How was your year?
Fine.
You know, I was on the phone to Adrian last night at midnight because I was in Mornington and he was in Croydon. And I was like, fuck, we have been through a lot this year. I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer at the start of the episode. But no. Like, how crazy has this year been when you think about it?
Crazy. I just feel like I have been in a very fortunate position.
Oh my God, same.
Yeah.
But how hard has it been still?
But for some reason I've been positive, which is odd because I'm a bit of a bitchy moaner.
Can't relate. Fine is such a Lisa response. Yes, it is.
You got engaged, you cringe. I'm talking about you! Anyway, I feel like, what was I saying? Oh yeah, that I've had a positive spin on this year because everyone keeps being like, oh, did you lose work? And I keep being like, no, I got a new job. It's fine.
Yeah,
and
then
I
have to
get like, oh, actually, I probably lost like thousands and thousands of freelance money, which I forgot about. But that's because I wasn't thinking about that. I got a new job, mm-hmm. which is more consistent, which gives me more flexibility to work from home, which I was so lucky to get in the middle of the pandemic. I got engaged, which is all I wanted ever.
In life.
Ever.
Yeah.
And I've done heaps to my house to make it feel better, and it's been a pretty good year.
I mean, all of the money that you were going to make in freelancing, you've definitely spent on the couch that we're currently sitting on. This is the good room, everyone, in case you were wondering. Lisa was worried about, first of all, blending into the couch and then...
Then I took it off and then I blended into the cushion.
Anyway, this is just a... Just seems to be our life. Okay.
So my year was fine. Oh. Thank you. It was good. I still enjoyed some of the pandemic stress, but not... I actually had a really good year. I really like staying home. I don't really like going out. So other than the fact that for a while there we couldn't exercise twice a day and I had 700 dogs to exercise,
it's been hard.
A decent year. I've been very lucky. You have had a little bit more of a stressful year.
I feel like I've had a very anxious year.
Yeah.
27 turned out to be the year of anxiety getting worse for me.
Mm.
I'm sure it was probably the pandemic, among other things. But anyway, that's why when I get down to my non-beauty phase of the year, you're going to see a trend.
Oh, dear.
No, it's fine. Okay. We should talk about what we're going to go through in this episode. So we've got news, obviously.
The giant ottoman makes the whole year. The couch is worth it. Is this the new couch?
Yes, everyone, this is the new couch.
Welcome to my yearly income.
Hang on, we're going to talk through news. We're going to talk through beauty trends of 2020. So, like, the trends that have been this last 12 months.
Yeah.
We've got the quotes, a couple that we've saved from Fitzroy, Steph, and Wellness by Kels. Faves and anti-faves of the year, non-beauty faves of the year, snacks of 2020, and then hopes and goals for 2021. Oh, and also what we've got planned for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Could I talk more with my hands? I don't think I can.
Is now the time that I ask you the question that
yes,
you asked me?
Yes, asking the question and then we'll go into news.
Well, it's exceeding my head. Okay. Oh, it's kind of coming back.
Lisa has a random question.
So, you know how sometimes Alex, like, watches a Sam Ravendahl video and then, like, poses that question to me? I've got one for her. There's this TikTok, I think Jackie reposted it. I think it's a TikTok trend that says, like, what are things that you, like, should understand?
Oh!
But, like, you just don't?
Yes. Yep. How to spell the word receipt.
Oh, no, that's fine. How to spell the word calendar. And diarrhea, which is weird because I use it every day.
Oh, no, I've gotten very good at diarrhea in the last 12 months.
And my autocorrect... It's so bad that it can't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's diarrhea.
Yeah. But I always think it's diarrhea. I used to have to write it as well, like by hand in when I was in hospitals.
That's very stressful. And
I would still get it wrong.
See, every time I watch that TikTok trend of things,
you're like, yes, same.
Yeah, I'm like, yes, same. And then Adrian will be lying next to me in bed being like, are you a fucking moron? He's like, no, this is how that works. And I'm like, I'm sure there's something, but have you thought of one in preparation?
Dumbass December, Jackie. Thank you. Can you guys comment below? It'll be a little bit laggy. Dumbass December things, like think basic things that you don't understand. I've got two, but I can only think of one of them right now.
Oh, no. What's one of them? Dumbass?
Faxes.
Oh, God.
Faxes are so old, but they are like scanners without the computer.
How does the image go through the air?
How? And on like this really old machine. Like people have been faxing forever.
It's like, actually, you know, no. I think I know how it works.
How?
Because it's a scan.
But they existed before scanners because it's not a scan. It doesn't hold it anywhere.
No, because the phone line receives the scan from the other phone line. That's basically what it is. It's like the two scanners link up via the phone.
But faxes existed before scanners.
What's the bet if Adrian watches this, he's going to text me?
I just don't understand how like the picture just travels through the air. And then also that it just... Also,
I think we're imagining it to be Willy Wonka vibes, but it's not Willy Wonka
vibes.
But
it prints out on your fax machine, right? And like, even if you don't approve it, so like you can just, if someone's got paper in their machine, you can just be like, blah, 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 and like send them like your bum and you can just spam it through and you can't stop it on your end.
It was more concerning. I wonder if you can stop it. You must be able to hang up because they dial your fax machine. So if you don't pick up, I think it comes through, but surely you could reject it. Anyway, I was more concerned in my mind when I thought that faxes were like one piece of paper passes through their fax machine and then comes out of yours. That's definitely not the case.
No. Have you got another dumbass December?
No, I don't. But if I think of one before the end of this episode, we can come back to it. I'm really sad that I didn't have time to prepare for this. I wish I did now.
I think my dumbass December is written on the...
On the phone on the that's phone currently right recording us. This is good.
There's so many other things that I don't understand. The internet.
Oh, the internet. So there's so many things.
If every time I have to find a letter in the alphabet,
baubles.
I thought they were baubles. I sent Alex a message saying baubles the other day, and then I went, oh wait, it's a ball. Like I know that it's ball, but I also spelt it ball.
Oh wow, yeah.
You
no.
can't tell probably what I'm saying, but yes,
B-A-L. They can see in the comments. But it, oh, for everyone, oh my goodness,
I
forgot.
I still really don't understand affect/effect.
Oh, I get that.
I,
You must, you did science.
And also grammar.
Yeah, and jobs.
But that is actually one of those things that I'm bad at explaining. I know there's a rule for it. I'm bad at explaining, but I
get it in
my
head.
Instinctively get
That's
it.
That's the same as sympathy and empathy. A lot of people don't know the difference between those.
Sympathy is putting yourself in someone else's shoes.
Yeah, empathy is having gone through it.
No.
Yes. Yeah, if you're empathetic towards someone, you've experienced that before, so you can relate to it.
False. Sympathy.
No, you can't.
Sympathy is like, oh my God, I totally understand. I've been there. I get that. Empathy is like, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. I can't understand. But
no, it's the opposite.
I can 100% tell you that you're wrong. As we said, I study psych. I did empathy. I did empathy for a term.
Look, if Lisa's wrong, could you just tell us? If I'm don't tell me.
Need to be empathetic, not sympathetic, because you can't always be sympathetic because you haven't gone through what other people are going through.
Okay. Should we move into beauty news?
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Oh, one's a noun, one's a verb. That's an easy way of doing it.
Ah.
Jackie. Okay, sorry. Jackie Alexander is giving us grammar advice, which is hilarious because Jackie Alexander can't read. She can read, but she always reads words.
Shots fired.
No, Jackie will be on
this. This is Lisa's own opinions, not the opinions of the pod.
No. Jackie Alexander is actually very good at annoying shit. Like, she'll know the grammar, but then she'll read a word and you're like, Jackie, that's not how that said.
Okay, moving into beauty news.
Yeah. An example, she read orchid and she kept saying orchard.
Oh, I understand that. That is a confusing one.
Okay.
Okay, in beauty news this week.
Empathy means you have been through it. False!
Yeah, that's what I thought. Alex is correct!
False! lawsuit defamation. I can't Google it. I'm full.
I will never be so happy. As if I am correct right now.
Well, it sounds
everyone
like you
saw it live.
I can't stress enough that I had to pay $200 for a book called Empathy, and I had to read it for a unit in.
Oh my god, you read it wrong.
I didn't.
Watson understands. She's on my side. Look, she's come to me. Okay. Momentary pause whilst Lisa Googles. Elevator music. So what does Google say, Lisa?
Empathetic means putting yourself easily and completely in another person's shoes. Sympathetic means you're unconcerned. I need a specific person that's also read this book and fucking ruined my life. I looked it up and Alex is correct. Right, fuck you all. I would have bet. I can't even. Maybe this is why I didn't get
100%.
I can't even express to you how many exams that I would have got that wrong on.
Well, I'm really sorry to let you know, but now's the time to let you know. Okay, Dumbass December is now finalised. Okay, into beauty news. Pixie Woo. It's the end of an era for Pixie Woo. If Loz was here right now, it's the one piece of beauty influencer news that she would actually relate to.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not, sadly.
For those who don't know, Pixie Woo is...
Sam and Nick Chapman. They are. I don't know what else to say about them. They're the original YouTubers.
Yeah.
They own Real Techniques. They don't own it. We've been through this before, haven't we?
They're a thing with Real Techniques.
Yep.
So
is Sam... No, it was Nick first... No, it was Sam. First
it was
of
Empathy.
All. Sam Chapman, first of all, was posted on her Instagram earlier this week and said she's taking a break from Instagram. She said thank you to everyone who's supported her throughout the years. She said it was just reaching the point where she was starting to make content for the sake of making content so that it didn't feel like she was sponsored all the time. And then she was like, well, this is just not a way to live my life. So she's shutting down her Instagram account for the purposes of her business. And she said she's going to continue potentially posting in the future just personal things that will be sporadic and not paid. And then I didn't see Nick Chapman's announcement, did you?
It was posted at the same time.
Oh, was it?
I believe. Oh my god, now I feel like I have to check everything. Yeah, I've got multiple hairs on my face, thank you so much. But I can't because my phone's over there, so...
Oh, cool.
I'm pretty sure that they, like, synchronize posted. Unless I just read Sam's again. No, I'm pretty sure Nick posted too.
I'd check, but that seems like we'd be doing our jobs badly.
Yeah, all well. Potato, potato. I'm pretty sure they're both doing it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are. They definitely are because I saw the Anna edit comment on both of them and they were different comments and she wouldn't comment twice on the same.
I mean, unless she was truly, really devastated. Like I'll just check. Nick Chapman.
So the thing that makes me sad about this is that they're like the ultimate. And I feel like they taught me so much more about makeup than like actually paying a stupid amount of money and doing the course did. But what does make me okay about it was the fact that they haven't posted on YouTube for a while. They kept moving to Instagram.
Yeah.
And I don't like watching Instagram lives, hilariously.
It was Nick Chapman as well, just so that everyone's aware.
I don't like that you can't do other things while you're watching an Instagram live because you can't, like, close it and then you have to reopen it. It's a whole schmoz. You, like, thank you if you're doing that because, like, do you have another device? How are you doing it? Anyway, so I hadn't watched their content for a while, so I'm less devastated than if they were, like, routinely posting on YouTube.
People still talking about the empathy thing. It's fine.
I don't... You all need to stop talking about it because it's actually like a traumatic experience for me now.
Now you know how I feel about being drunk. Anyway. Sorry.
That's changed my life. Because why then does everyone tell you to have empathy? Because you can't have empathy. You need to have sympathy all the time.
Yeah.
And why did my counselling subject always talk about having empathy, not sympathy?
Because you have to really experience it to really be able to be sympathetic. You have to have empathy to ever actually be any good at sympathy.
I don't understand life anymore.
Anyway, sorry, we were talking about Pixie Woo.
Yeah.
They stopped posting on YouTube. They moved everything to Instagram. The Anna read it.
Commented on it.
It's all fine. It's done.
The other news that we briefly want to touch on is the Purito scandal because we missed it.
We missed it last week.
Last week. So it's outdated. It's more of a PSA, go check the other sources.
Yeah.
go check Lab Muffin,
yep.
Hannah E, anything on the internet.
Yep. But and Purito's own Instagram account as well.
Yep. The Purito sunscreen that the internet loves.
The Centella one.
Yes. Has tested as SPF 19 in two separate labs, I believe, instead mm-hmm. of SPF 50, which is what it's labeled as.
Bad. Bad news. Bad news for everyone who recommended it, including ourselves, because it was your favorite.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yeah. Sorry. The sad thing about it is that, like, people also, what Hannah E always says is that, like, people probably weren't applying enough of it anyway. So yeah. People probably weren't even getting SPF 19.
No, probably not.
Which is
and
bad.
It was such a thin SPF as well.
Yeah, it's such a nice SPF, which is so annoying. It's probably going to tarnish the brand. The gist is, though, that generally speaking, apparently this has happened to a lot of reputable brands like La Roche-Posay and Nivea and all of that. And it's not necessarily, like, the end of the world and that they can't be trusted. But it is sad.
Yeah.
We're more interested in, like, what happens now from the brand and their resolution and stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, obviously, Purito came out. So, it was independently tested from Purito, or Purito then came out afterwards?
I think they did it after.
Yeah. So, then they've come out basically and said, yes, it's true. We're really sorry, but we had it tested and it's not what it says to be. And so, we will refund you and they'll be re-releasing the product. Whether they re-release it as an SPF 50 or they just change the SPF rating on the actual packaging of the product, I would assume that they're just going to change the packaging for now anyway, because they would have surely plenty of stock left over.
Yeah.
And then they said that they will refund people, but it's not clear how they're going to be refunding people because you can purchase it through so many different...
Yeah, I bought mine through like YesStyle.
Yeah.
I imagine that you would just go to the retailer that you bought it from. They would honor it. So how did it get past to be able to be sold? Girls, can you please save this?
Sorry.
How did it get past to be able to be sold? Go to Lab Muffin's explanation. But my understanding is that, like, sometimes it can meet some testing and not others. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
some countries' regulations and testings are more...
Less... Strict, stringent.
Yeah, more rigid than others. And yeah. Potentially it tested as SPF 50 somewhere and then not elsewhere.
Yeah.
Or maybe their testing showed it was SPF 50 and only the other independent testing has shown. There's also queries about batch issues and things like that.
Yeah.
But then that's sort of been rebutted by the fact that I think the person that did the initial investigation was always sus because the UV filters that they listed, she was like, that's not enough to be an SPF 50. Like, they haven't got enough in there. So people are thinking it's probably not a batch issue due to the filters and ingredients, but
yeah,
we don't know how it got out there to start with, but apparently it's not a rare thing to happen.
No.
Things can always be tested as, you know, you get false positives, false negatives. That's just life.
That's just is what it is. Next, I want to talk about is that fact that Tatcha's launching a dewy skin serum, which will be the latest addition to the dewy skin line, which is very exciting because I feel like the mist most... Well, I would be happy enough to use a mist as a serum. I feel like it's basically a serum.
And I'm obsessed with the sheet mask and always say that I like the serum in it.
Yes. So this is very exciting news.
They already have the Tatcha Luminous
Hydrating
Firming Serum or something, which is like in the same color range as that.
But it's not when you see the Tatcha, the new one. It's more of that lighter purple as opposed to the, I think the other one's a deeper purple.
Maybe.
Or like maybe it's in that more luxurious like pack. Anyway,
yeah.
My internet's so bad I'll never be able to find it to show you.
On my computer, on my internet?
Yeah.
Brenton chooses now to...
Play COD.
Yeah. That is exciting. I feel like it's also like... Just genius because...
Why haven't they done it sooner is what I want to know.
Everybody really loves Tatcha Dewy Skin. Oily people are like, I need Tatcha Dewy Skin Cream. I'm like, no, you don't. It's going to give you horrendous, like, cystic acne. Like,
also, why won't you buy an oil cleanser, but you'll buy that? Oily skinned person, riddle me that.
You're rubbing coconut oil on your face, basically. Yeah. It's so...
Yeah, that's dense. What it looks like.
Ah.
Yeah. See what I mean? How it looks different?
It's almost like the Tatcha Dewy Skin line. Is like the affordable kind of...
It looks like they're going younger with the like look of it. It's less like premium Japanese skincare more like...
It's like a plasticky serum as opposed to the other one, which looks very glass, or at least it appears to be plasticky.
It could just be like a not translucent. See, that's one thing I don't know as well. Transparent, translucent, opaque, no clue.
Oh, yeah, you get confused.
Yeah.
I used to as well, but now I don't want to say anything. Opaque means solid color. Translucent means sheer. And then you're talking like opacity, it's like 100% opacity is like solid and then like 0% is like sheer.
Okay, cool. I hope you're right. I don't trust anything anymore. I don't trust people anything are watching us.
Anymore. I don't have a degree in stockings, so why do I think of stockings?
People
talking about Denier.
People saying if it's the serum in the mask, we'll be very happy. Yes, we will.
Yeah, same. So plumping.
I don't know what to do with my legs.
Why you just never show your leg flesh.
Never wear a dress.
Agree. There's something about the Tatcha Hyaluronic Serum, like in their sheet mask, that is so plumping. Like some hyaluronics are really nice and hydrating, but I find that one, it's like you had an expression line and then it's like you don't because it's just forced hyaluronic into it and plumped it out.
Goals. If it's not that, I'll be truly sad.
Same. But although I don't even want to try it because...
When's it launching?
I love my Liberty Roll one so much.
But you might...
I'll try it.
You might love this more.
I'm silly. I'll try it.
I've also noticed, not that December 22nd. That's like tomorrow. Today?
No, but tomorrow. Time. Yeah.
The next day, right before Christmas. I've also noticed that Sephora, not that this is like beauty news that I wrote down, but I think Sephora started their Boxing Day sales early. There's some things that are on sale already on their website that,
that's
like the Marc Jacobs cherry collection that was for Christmas, already on sale on Sephora Australia.
Ooh.
So. Get on there.
That's clever because it's not like you're going to get it in time for Christmas anyway. So people will have done their shopping, but it might get people.
Correct.
I don't know.
And whilst I was on Sephora earlier, I wanted to ask the question of you, where the fuck is Dr. Jart?
Yeah.
He's not there, everybody. I typed in Dr. Jart and all that would come up was Tarte. And I was like, no, I'm not looking for Tarte. I'm looking for Dr. Jart. And so then I went into like, I typed in the URL. It was like /brands/ Dr. Jart. And it came up with the Ceramidin mask that was sold out and there was nothing else in the collection. And you know what it makes me think?
I know what it makes you think. Because any time that something disappears from Sephora, it is often that it is turning up in another beauty retailer.
It often magically reappears somewhere starting with M. Mecca.
But the thing is, though, if it comes to Mecca, I'd be interested to see what the price is, if the price changes from what it was at Sephora. Because
it would
have
to be lower.
Because they have their price promise. I assume it would be lower.
It will have to be because I don't understand how retailers in Australia can sell Ceramidin cream anywhere from $40 to...
It was
90. On Sephora Australia, which is wild.
Like, pay $20 extra and get like a peptide moisturizer or a retinol moisturizer.
Yeah.
You could get... Paula's Choice, something for that.
It makes no sense.
No words. So expensive for a really nice, nourishing, basic moisturizer.
Yeah.
My other qualm, though, if it is going to Mecca, and this is, we actually don't have intel on this.
We don't.
Hypothesizing. Will we then maybe not be able to get it from the cheap place that we get it now? Because they normally have exclusive rights and then like other online sellers can't sell it.
No, that's only if it's in store, isn't it? If they keep it as an online exclusive. For Mecca, then technically it can be elsewhere.
But it would also be great if it goes into store because then when you run out, you can actually go and get it.
It would be great to have it in store because I do find that with Mecca, there's not enough, and this is one of the things that we're going to be talking about in the next segment, but I feel there's not enough gender neutral brands at Mecca. There's like Kiehl's, Malin & Goetz, what else? Clinique, I guess, has a men's line. I can't think of many other like male focused skincare lines. Drunk Elephant, I guess, is kind of gender neutral. But anyway.
Right.
Ren, it would be nice to have another one.
Everything's gender neutral, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you know, plain it's simple packaging. Packaging. Okay. Next, I wanted to take you through a trip down memory lane.
Okay.
As we go through some of the beauty trends that have been 2020. Are you ready?
If you're in... If you live in New Zealand... Oh my God, we have a New Zealand listener. What's yup LMAO? I smell a Mecca takeover. if you live in New Zealand, buy Dr. Jart from Hikoko. H-I-K-O-C-O. It's so much cheaper there. And they ship to Australia. Thank you, Ruby.
Good. Fun fact. Love that. Okay. Shit that happened.
Hello, Josh Collier.
shit that happened this year. The first thing I want to talk about, Zoom makeup.
Yeah.
Do you remember back in March when everyone was like, oh no, now I need to know how to do my makeup for Zoom? And it was like, but why? Isn't it the same as when you were wearing your makeup in the office?
Yeah.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Is it not? I don't know. Anyway, that was something that I wanted to remind everyone of. That was mm-hmm. the time.
I still don't understand that. Camera does make you look uglier. Camera makes my nose even more...
nosy?
Unique. Uh-huh. I don't want to call it big. I don't want to call it an ugly name. Unique. Mm-hmm. It gives me... camera gives me an instant fisheye effect, which doesn't help with my slightly large, slightly non-cartilaginous nose.
Mmm. Love that for you.
I think that it was like the nose contouring was coming up a bit.
And face contouring. I look like a moon on Zoom.
Okay. So you can...
I mean, I am quite moony, but like extra moony.
Interesting.
Yeah. And, oh, you go.
I think that also it's not the fact that people are doing their makeup different for Zoom. It's that you don't look in the mirror many times a day when you're at work.
Oh my God. But you
stare at yourself instead of staring at other people, which is why people that work where there's lots of mirrors, like it's probably why I'm like obsessed with my appearance, because I always worked in a retail store covered by mirrors.
Yeah.
Or like YouTubers and Instagrammers are obsessed because they stare at their face every day. Yeah. And that's why they always justify it. Like, I know I get work, but like if I see something on my face that I hate and I have to stare at it every day, like, of course I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
That's how the normal person felt when they were on Zoom and they stared at themselves in a square.
It's true. That's why the moment that lockdown lifted, everyone got Botox.
I was trying to raise my eyebrows, but I can't.
Anyway, the next thing is the fox eye trend. I said, all that. Yep. I said, maybe let's leave this one in 2020. Began in April. People started it because they were trying to imitate like the Bella Hadids and the Kendall Jenners of the world. It turned into like the migraine trend where people were going like this. And then all of a sudden, very rightly so, everyone of Asian appearance came forward and was like, this is exactly what people were doing to denigrate my appearance.
My
whole entire life. And how fucking dare you, and can we please stop?
Yeah. And now you've anglicized it and made it a trend.
Yeah, literally.
Yes.
So anyway, those racist gestures can be left in the past. We'll leave them in 2020 if we could, please.
Just stick to a winged liner and a face tape if you must.
Or a tight pony if you must. Yes. Like, please.
If you're like me and you've got a double fold and you just need a,
just a little lift.
But you don't need to.
We don't need to hoik our faces back. Anyway, the next thing I want to talk about was the Black Lives Matter movement. Mm-hmm. This obviously was not a beauty trend in any way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. But we did see a big rise in black-owned beauty, mm-hmm. Which obviously is nowhere near where it needs to be in 2020 nor in 2021. And I'm sure it won't be probably for years to come. But it was fabulous to see people starting to support more black-owned brands.
And what was the movement? That
Black Lives Matter?
No, I know what that is.
It's like I just said it.
No, they were calling out the brands, like, and showing the percentages.
Oh, that's right.
Different ethnic groups for the people that work there.
Oh my goodness. Stand up.
Someone help us.
Don't make us be stupid for too long. Anyway, stand down. Anyway.
It was really good and we enjoyed it.
Shout out to Bread Beauty Supply and Uoma. Uoma? That's two.
Uoma
Beauty. Uoma. Anyway, also wanted to talk about Blue Beauty, which I actually hadn't heard of before, this like term of blue beauty, but it's the, you'll know it when I talk about it, the shift in sustainable beauty.
So, pull up or shut up. Thank you, Bianca.
Fuck.
Stand up.
We're so good at our jobs. Yes, shift in sustainable beauty to ocean conscious movement. So
oxygen zone free.
Correct. Reclaiming plastics and using them in packaging, which was a great trend. More reusable packaging options, which is not so much blue beauty necessarily, but I guess it is plastic in the beauty industry more often than not. So that was great. And yes, reef safe products. The questionable oxybenzone and octonoxate. apparently, which are said to kill coral. I don't know the science behind that, so I'm going to leave that at that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that it's been shown that it's okay to use.
Okay.
Also, like, I think this the evidence to support it is not strong. And I think that Hawaii banned that ingredient, so then, like, everyone went wild for it, and it was, like, it was banned for, like... I mean, like, it's... Sure, you ban it if it, you think it might help, but it's not, like, the enemy that people make it out to be. Also, I just seem like... I feel people are very conscious about it. Like, with the Mecca one, there's an oxybenzone-free version now.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, no, I want the oxybenzone-free. I'm like, that's fine. Are you going swimming in it? Like, does it... Is it damaging the reef if you're wearing it? If you're
washing it down the drain
every day?
But okay. You are washing it down the drain in the shower. I don't know.
Dumbass December. Drains? And
she's just remembered.
When you, like, I don't get where the stuff that you flush down the toilet, where that goes. I really don't. Like, do we swim in it? I don't get it. And I also don't really understand desalination. Or coal. Anyway.
Okay. Next, DIY home treatments.
Mm.
Brow lamp and haircuts were two things that came to mind.
Yep.
Do you have anything to add to that?
No. I think...
I'm not sad about the at-home beauty trend shift. I think it's great that people tried.
Yeah. Me too.
I think that everyone, most people, not everyone, learned that, like, they'll try something once out of desperation and then maybe they don't need to do it again.
Yeah.
Brow lamp for me was one of those things. I did it twice. I regret it both times. That $40 kit from eBay wasn't worth it there. I said it. It was going to be my anti-beauty fave of the year, but I couldn't find it to bring to show you. Oh, you have it. That's why.
I think... that it learnt that you can scrape by doing your own stuff.
That it learnt.
But it's so much...
That it learnt. I think that it learnt.
Oh, I had a little aneurysm. Yeah, I learnt that you can scrape by doing things on your own.
Yeah.
But it's just so much better when a professional does it. Same for makeup. Like, you know, you go to a wedding, you do your own makeup, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
No one notices. You get your makeup done professionally, you go to a wedding, you feel so hot. You get the photo that you use for your LinkedIn photo. It's just a level up. It lasts longer because someone else has done it. The same thing, like my brow lamp, it looked fine when I did it, but it was not the same and it didn't last nearly as long.
Nah. My eyebrows were so frazzled, I can't even tell you. Day one, they looked fine. Day two, they were like sticking out this way. No one wants their brow hairs doing that.
I've got frazzled lashes now.
She does.
Not like they were fine after I had my lift and then they just cracked it. And I think
it's over-processing, but it doesn't, like, hit till later. I don't know why.
Yeah, and I also think that my lashes this year are different, like, to what they could take previously. Like, they've got way less mascara on them because I never wear makeup anymore. They've had a way more IMV on them. Mm. So they're, like, more brittle, but also, like, they've got less mascara on them and they're being less tugged. And it's, like, they're just different eyelashes to what I'm used to.
That's
so
strange.
I need to cater my lift to them differently.
Maybe.
It's wild.
My hairdresser was saying when I was there... last week that she was finding that the people that were coming in were the people who were like, I've tried to remove my grays, but I've just made it worse by dyeing my hair a box color. She was like, you should have just embraced the grays.
Someone has said, do you want to know? I'm assuming that this is about where the toilet stuff goes.
Your mother, Werribee Lisa.
I do. But I don't understand. Like, once it's in Werribee, where does it go?
I don't know.
I'm, like, so phobic about it. And then also there was that news...
This is a beauty podcast. We can't talk about where poo goes.
There was that news story, and it really sticks with me, of that poor man who died in the Werribee, like, treatment plant. And I actually couldn't sleep for weeks and weeks.
I don't want to know because I haven't seen
what it's like in there, and he drowned in the poop water. It's not funny. It's horrifying. I couldn't sleep for weeks.
But you don't know that that's what happened. That's just the circumstance that you catastrophized in your own mind.
He didn't drown in, like, a swimming pool. He was in the poop water.
Did he just die from toxicity from being around the poop? Like,
no,
I don't know.
I think
know.
He drowned. Anyway, I don't know where the poop... Like, once it's in Werribee, where does it go? Anyway.
Anyway.
Leave it in the comments.
Okay. Next was Maskne. OMG. Not a trend, just a horror.
Mm.
That was a thing that happened. We're still going through it, just not quite as badly maybe in some parts of Australia as others.
Yeah.
The rise in eye makeup and the fall in lip makeup is something that I wanted to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
We all predicted that it was going to happen and we were all right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, how fun has eye makeup been this year for anyone who's bothered to do it? I feel like every time I've wanted to put on eye makeup, I'm like, cool, I'll make an effort. I'll put on some actual eyeshadow.
Mm.
And so many fun graphic things. And yeah, anyway, I'm just having a one-sided conversation. This is good.
Just showing empathy.
And also, obviously, the celebrity and influencer beauty lines that have launched this year. I took a quick recap. I got Selena Gomez with Rare, Fenty Skin, Jackie Ioana's Candles, J-Lo Beauty, Alicia Keys' Weird Wellness line, Jamie Genevieve, Manny MUA's makeup line. Raw Beauty Christy did two, one with Pure, one with Colourpop.
Kylie Skin,
thank you.
Mario.
Yep, makeup. Oh my goodness, makeup by Mario.
That's enough.
It's already too many. So that was something that I also
wanted to reflect on. What do you think is maybe one of the most successful that's come out of that?
I would say Rare Beauty.
Rare was well received.
Very well received. She just did a great job.
Yep.
She did. I think the...
Was Lady Gaga this year?
No, it was last year. It was like one of our first episodes. I know.
That did not do well.
I had to look a lot into things that were last year versus this year because...
Who knows?
Who fucking knows?
Who knows?
Cool. That was all of the things that I wanted to talk about that beauty trends.
Cool.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The interaction stopped after I talked about the poo water.
Concerning. Okay, next on our things to talk about is La Quoz.
Yes.
Fitzoy asked, if you were a kitchen appliance, what would you be and why?
Okay, I need to find my things. Can you tell me yours?
Oh, okay. Mine is the, you know that peeler that makes carrot into like strips?
A julienne peeler.
Yeah, I'd be a julienne peeler. I fucking love them. Okay. Don't tell me it was going to be yours. You're like, absolutely fucking not. Oh my God, is yours a pizza?
Pizza peel?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Hang on. The reason why... Yeah.
You're kind of like seeming like I'm cutting you off, but actually you just keep cutting yourself off. Yeah, why are you a julienne peeler?
Because it makes regular vegetables interesting.
Yeah. And like, ooh, chefy. I know. Ooh. Ooh, look at the carrot and the salad. It's all peeled.
Yeah.
I do love that.
Yeah.
I actually own one of them, but I don't own a normal peeler. And every time Brenton goes to peel a vegetable, he...
You don't own a normal peeler?
No. I asked for one for my advent calendar. I didn't get one. But he pulls it out every time and goes to, like, peel a potato. And then starts, like, julienning his skin. I'm like, Brenton, it's a julienne peeler.
The other reason that I like it is because, you know, I know that you know, but the other thing you can do with it is, you know, when you order a Thai curry and you get carrot in the curry and it's got little flower shaped carrots, that's what the julienne peeler will do for your life. And that really sparked a lot of joy to be able to add those carrots into my curries. Small things, guys. Small things. What's your utensil? And Fitzoy, if you're here, I'd like to know which utensil you want to be. In the comments, please. But I haven't seen you, so I don't think you're here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'd be a Dutch oven.
That's not a utensil or an appliance. Yeah, okay. All right, it is. Because you fart a lot.
I'm like, it sounds like I fart under the doona cover. But no.
We said we had to relate in some way, so.
It's heavy and expensive and seems unnecessary, but once you have it, you really like it, and it does a lot of things for you.
I mean, yeah, that's you to a T, isn't it? Except the heavy bit. Expensive, don't feel like you need it, does a lot for you.
It's like, people are like, nah, she's kind of mean, but then they realise that actually...
She's helpful and
I
lovely.
I have my foot in many doors.
I That's why she turf, seems mean.
I can lay turf, I can fix your kid's articulation, and I can do your makeup. And I'm not as mean as I initially seemed.
So many skills. Okay, that's enough on that one. Oh, coffee machine. That's a good one.
Ooh. Why? Because you get people up and about? Oh, that would be a lovely appliance for like a PT or like a...
I feel like I could be a coffee machine.
Counselor. I would not be a coffee machine.
I can be energetic. Anyway, next one is, regardless of training or education, if you could do any job, what would it be? Thanks, Steph, for that one.
What would yours be?
Well, no, you asked me first last time, so I'm asking you first this time.
I'd be a makeup artist. But really? I'd be a makeup artist, like, on, like, White Fox Boutique. I'd be Emma Chen. I'd be, like, not have to work every day of the week, but work long, hard hours with, like, cool, hot model clients and, like, make fun friends with cool photographers and stylists and all of that kind of fun stuff and work hard, but, like, on specific days of the week and, like, yeah, live on just doing makeup.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I would do my job now, but I'd be better at it.
I'm really inspired. You know, that's really achievable. Like, you could absolutely do that if that's what you really want to do. And it really warms my heart that that's what you picked.
Well, yeah, because otherwise I'd just, like, do the jobs that I've studied to do.
No, but you can be anything in the world.
Yeah, I think I'd just do that.
I love that.
I don't know, what else would you be? Because other things are, like, too famous, and, like, I don't want, like, the terror that comes with that. Like, maybe we'd be really successful podcasters, right? And that'd be all we'd do.
Oh, my God. But then, that, like, would be great.
Yeah, that would be also, that would be sick. But then people would, like, tell me, like, your nose is funny and you're negative. And
okay, I went down a completely different path to you.
Okay, what did you pick?
A marine biologist, obviously.
Okay. 6-year-old Lisa.
No.
Would you really? Because that means that you have to go and live in, like, Cairns with no friends.
Yeah, I'd love that. No, you'd have friends. You'd have your marine biologist friends. Also,
but you would never meet Brenton if you're a marine biologist. Oh, wait. I don't want to meet Brenton. Probably not, but you might never have met Adrian.
Well, who's to say I can't do it right now in my life?
But then you'd leave me and then we wouldn't have this.
Yeah, we would. Like, I'd just do it on the side.
None of my life
I'd be so good that people would call me and be like, Alex, holy shit, found this great shark. Would love you to come and suss it out.
What a stupid goal. You don't like science that much.
But that's the thing. I've studied it. I've learned it. I'm really great at it. I've chosen it as a career path. I'm a professional at it. And now that's it.
I just thought that you'd pick something that, like, you already have, like, a hobby in.
Oh, okay. Well, it was animals in general. Like, I could maybe go down, like, a zoologist path. But then I was like, the thing is, mammals. Yeah. And mammals are, like, pooey and they die. And that I'm sad about. I mean, I'm sure I would be sad about fish as well and, like, sharks and things like that, but, like, I'm less sad about sea life.
But you'd have to live with the fact that, like, oceans are rising, coral is dying, and that's, like, a lot of...
Maybe I'd love that to be my mission.
I feel like, personally, a lot of marine biologists, like, work on scuba diving.
Yeah, fun. I don't know.
So much UV damage. I don't mean to poo-poo it. It's just an erratic choice.
Well...
But I like it.
What would you pick for me?
Like a high up, like,
I don't know,
fashion journalist, like beauty journalist or something, or like head of, like, a cool PR agency thing, or like running your own, like, PR.
That seems more chaotic. How tranquil does being a marine biologist seem?
You'd be in the middle of nowhere on a boat all
tranquil
the time.
As fuck. Anyway. Air fryer, love that one. That's goody.
I don't like it. Also, controversial thought. It kind of applies to air fryers. I'm so sorry. Don't unfollow the live. Air fryers are for people that can't cook. Because if you're like, why are you cooking in air? Like, fat is flavor. Just, like, make a wiser choice another time. You know? Like, why is everyone air frying everything? Just deep fry it. Just cook it in the oven. Bake it.
The reason that I find that some people air fry, aka my husband, is that he doesn't want to turn the whole oven on because it's a smaller, more condensed section of heat that is heats up faster, does the job quicker, makes everything crunchier than our oven does.
So it's a lazy cook.
Yeah. Well, but also, like, a poor utensil thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
My other controversial statement for the day. God. I'll accept people that use air fryers. It's fine. It's fine. I have high cholesterol. Probably because I don't own an air fryer.
If you own... You do own a steam oven, though. Like, fuck.
Yeah, so I can make soft, juicy fish. If you own a Thermomix and you think that makes you a good cook, you're incorrect. It makes you a bad cook. You're a lazy cook. And your machine does all of it. And, like, why can't you cook... Like, why do you have to pay so much for this weird device that does everything for you? Just cut it yourself and cook it yourself.
So many shots fired here.
Do you agree, though?
Mm.
Like, why do you go to these weird culty parties where you buy a Thermomix and then, like, only cook recipes that can be made in the Thermomix?
I think because, like, it's meant to be a convenience thing. You can, like, just put it on and then it, like...
But cooking isn't a convenience thing. If you want a convenience thing, like, just eat a convenient, quick meal. Don't, like, make an elaborate meal on a stupidly designed, expensive device.
I don't know. This is a beauty podcast. Moving on. Okay. While we're talking about all things beauty-related, Kels, Wellness by Kels. Kels? Wants to know what our favourite clothing brands are. Mm.
She said something funny about, like, Lisa mentioned being a minimalist when it comes to clothing.
Mm. She did.
I can only assume that she has got that from A, when I said that I never buy clothes, or B, when I said that I only wear stripes.
Yeah. But also, the fact that I've talked about your wardrobe in the past and been like, is that new? And you've been like, no, that's one of the 5 shirts that I've owned my whole entire life. And I've been like, oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are your favourite brands? I wrote them down.
Yeah.
Oh, look how prepared she is, everyone.
My favourite brands are... I'm going to preface this by saying I don't buy many clothes often, so all of my clothes are expensive.
Yeah.
I like the Inku collection. The jumper I was wearing is from Inku collection. It's like Inku's home brand.
Yeah.
Considering it's Inku's home brand.
Home brand.
It's very expensive. They're all like $300. But
yeah.
They have lovely cuts of like jumpers, and I have a cropped cardigan from them that hits me right in the right spot.
Yeah.
Just fabulous. I like Skin and Threads. That's the shop, but they have their own brand and they have stock good brands. I like Country Road for just basic stripes and top.
Stripes and tops.
Stripes and tops and singlets. Basic for basics.
Yep.
And jeans. They do good denim, Japanese denim. Jack and Jack for very overpriced basics and like cashmere jumpers. Nude Lucy is like kind of like Assembly, where it's very middle of the road. Almost affordable prices, you can get it from, I would say.
Universal or General Pants or one of those.
I think you can also get it from David Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they do great stuff that's nice quality. I like Uniqlo is good. Uniqlo do great cashmere and like basic tees. Mm-hmm. On ASOS, I like Selected Femme and Stradivarius. My Dear Francis boots, I have 2 pairs. They do really great footwear.
Yeah.
And I'm obsessed with everything from Totem, but I don't own anything from Totem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I want everything from Totem.
I feel like that's me with Ganni? Ganni?
I love Ganni!
Want everything. I don't think... I'm not very brand loyal. So I don't feel like I can comment on this. But I do buy a fair bit of Zara.
Mm.
So I feel like that...
I own one Zara item.
Do you?
Yeah. I can't shop in Zara. It's really stressful. I don't know how people do.
Oh, okay.
I like department store shopping, where like things are laid out in brands and you can browse. Zara's so chaotic. If I was to shop at Zara, I would have to be like, oh, I love that top. Where'd you buy it? And someone would be like, Zara. And I have to go on the Zara website and find the style name and then go into Zara and be like, can you show me where this is? Because I can't browse it. Because there'll be like one cute item and then like 7 awkward, floral, hideous items. That's why I like shopping from a brand where it's like you like most of the clothes, because then you just find the things you like. Whereas Zara, there's so many weird items.
Yeah, I agree.
So much like business chic. Also, my style is very
I think that's part of casual. It as well. Yeah.
Very casual, unless I'm dressing up and then I'll wear something that's quite like flouncy and floral or beachy or whatever.
I feel like my style depends on like, whether it's a work style or whether it's like a at-home style.
Yeah. And then, I also love Revolve. If I needed like a dress for an event,
so expensive,
Revolve
though.
Or Sur the Label.
Oh, yeah. Sur the Label's, gorgeous. Okay. Anything from like, I can't remember the name of the website. The Connection. Good stuff. And also the Undone store. I like both of those stores a lot. Are we missing anything?
Geraldine Ross says, I love how honest Lisa is.
Totally agree. Ari Thermomix.
And then my mum says, Lisa is so honest. Ask her about the Christmas decorations. Ask her about the Christmas decorations. Guys, this is heartbreaking.
It's not here, is it?
No. Okay, so see this? Can they see it?
They can't. I'll bring it over.
Mm.
Oh, fuck.
So last year for KK, I got this really cute little... Would you call him a... Is he porcelain?
She's pulling down the whole tree.
I'm not. Why did you wrap it around like this? I think, I don't know, to give it a better hang. Anyway, I got this really cute porcelain little ornament, and he's at the front now, and I really wanted something along this vibe. I liked the white and the red and the gold, and I've looked...
He's like a little teardrop little cute little man.
He's just cute, and he's kind of kitsch, but also classy, and I could not find anything like that.
People really searched. Can't see this. I really need to go closer with him.
I've searched every store, every department store, internationally. I've done it. I can't find like a ceramic or like, I don't know what that is. Anyway, my mum was porcelain, in Bright for the weekend, and she found like this Christmas shop that had like six rooms, and she said that she went all through it and she found this little elf and she bought it for me because she was like, oh, it's like a really traditional like glass Christmas ornament. I knew you wanted it. And I was like, thank you so much. But I hate it. Because it had, bear with me, it had this, you know how I have a phobia of wax statues?
Yeah.
It also extends a little bit to like dolls, and it had the face of the elf on the shelf where it's a bit like creepy and human. Mm. And I felt like it was going to walk upstairs in the night.
It looked
and
like it was like a cheery, creepy, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just hated it. It was slightly off the vibe that I wanted, but my issue wasn't with that. I just hated its face. It scared me.
Mm.
And Mum was like, oh, I spent ages and it was really overpriced picking that, and it broke my heart, but I was like, please take it out of my home.
And can we talk about what happened one day prior with your KK gift?
Brenda bought me hanging pots for, not KK, for my advent calendar.
Sorry.
Which was awesome, except that I've been asking him, like, which hanging pot I should buy all year, and he keeps saying, no, we're not hanging anything from our ceiling. And I'm like...
And then she linked him, like, five brands that sell nice pots. And then I linked him,
like, yeah, all of these beautiful ceramic brands, and he bought me two Kmart hanging pots, which are very nice for, like, Kmart pots. I would just have to change the string out because the string looked really cheap. And then I was like, where are we going to hang these? Like, you've already said I can't hang them inside. And he goes, from outside. And I'm like... From the sky? Like, there's nowhere... He just didn't really think it through. And I was like, do you still have the receipt? Because I'll just return them because...
And then he was upset.
Because I don't know where we're going to hang them. And then he was upset because, again, I said I don't like that present. But...
She had 2 days in a row being a real fucking Grinch.
I did. But I also just get such panic about... If people give me a gift...
I know.
And I don't like it and I don't tell them, it then goes to waste. And I feel worse about that than if I'm like, can I return it and we'll buy something else?
Your mum left a comment.
I believe the comment was, I suppose animal it can go on the back of the train. No.
You're such a bitch.
That's why I put this. Which is a dog in a top hat with a glittery coat.
And a glittery top hat.
But this I kind of like because it's a dog. But the other thing was scary.
You're going to be covered in glitter now.
Yeah, this is like tacky, but I kind of like it, but not front.
You need to show them close up.
It's like a little wolfy dog in a glittery jacket.
I hope that they can see this. The ring light really brings out his glitter.
Cute, but no.
Yeah, sit him next to no man. Cool. Okay, let's get back into the podcast.
Sure.
Okay. Oh, fuck. Faves and anti-faves of the year. Have you got faves and anti-faves? Let's start with our number one holy grail skincare item for the year. What have you got?
Do I have to get it out?
Yeah, of course you do.
Oh, it's kind of this, but it's also the other one. It's the Liberty Bell... Retinol, only because the Liberty Bell Hydration Serum seems too soon of an entry.
Well, whilst we're here, can I talk about the fact that mine's the retinol as well? Cheers. Is it me?
No, I kind of smell. It's stress. Stress sweat, the only time I sweat. Yeah.
I've still not finished this, even though I've already bought it back up, because I was sure that I was going to run out of it, but it's still going.
Mm-hmm.
The retinol. Just so fucking good. And I had the exact same thought. I thought, I can't give the hydration serum. I can't bring it because it would be too soon.
But it's so good. Yeah.
I did bring another one.
Yeah.
Laneige Cream Skin Toner. This is my second bottle. I go through it. Adrian goes through it. We call it mother's milk in our house.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's weird, but it's necessary. It's like, this is, it's the elixir of life. That's why it has this name.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a fave for both of us. Holy grails.
Nice.
My skin is, honestly, this retinol, I've had a shit year for skin, and my texture has never been less in my life. I love it so much. Anyway.
Good. Yearly favorite for makeup?
Yeah, right. Yearly favorite for makeup. Oh, wow. Hourglass Unlocked.
Hourglass Unlocked Ambient Palette. This is the first year I've actually bought one of the edits.
Yeah.
I've had a couple of the 3-pan ones that they release. I tend to buy them for my kit. I bought this for my kit. It didn't make
it. You've not even needed the kit all year. So, of course, you used it for yourself.
Rub it in.
No, but like, you know what I mean? Like, you might have kept it in your kit had you been going out and using it on clients every week. But you weren't. Nah. So
these two shades are just great swished together as like a setting powder. This bronzer, I use it as an eyeshadow every day and my bronzer. It's quite deep for my skin tone, which I love because I like to use like a bronzer that's way too dark for me. I love this blush here.
Beautiful.
This blush I don't use that much. Sometimes I swish them together or I use that as an eyeshadow. And then this is a powder highlight that I actually tolerate. It's nice and fine and shimmery and delightful.
You make me want it, but I can't buy it anymore, can I?
The reason why I thought it was good to mention, oh, but it's sold out, that I'm pretty sure that this was re-released this year in different packaging. I think it's the same colorway, but I think it's now sold out at Mecca. You might be able to find it on like Net-a-Porter or Revolve. Or they're stocked somewhere else that you can get in Australia.
Love that.
The best. All in one. Everything in one place.
My beauty fave for this year. I kind of have two.
Yep, that's fine because I feel like that's not makeup.
It's INV. Yeah, this one sat between the makeup and the skincare category. Now that I'm out seeing people again, everyone is commenting on my eyelashes.
Yeah.
Everyone is like, are they extensions or are they your real eyelashes? I can't tell. I'm very confused. They look real, but what is going on here?
They're very long.
INV, everybody. I know we've talked about it. We've harped on about it. I've talked about it in like at least 5 episodes at this point. It is the best eyelash growth serum ever in the world. It's like $120. You can get it from, we get it from Brow House. Thank you, Jamie. I have nothing else to say about it.
Mum, if you're still watching, are you still using this every day and do you like it? I bought it for my mum.
You really do have to commit because I went away for the weekend for my birthday, went just to Mornington, didn't have it for 2 days and you have to use it every other day. I did notice that I had a little bit of fallout of eyelashes on those couple of days. I went home and picked it up because I was that concerned. Yeah, that's how you know it's a fave. I also want to talk about this. This is also a beauty and a skincare fave. I really went heavy on the skincare this year. I didn't find any new beauty faves. I wanted to touch on the fact that I feel like SPF has really become a strong part of my life this year.
I meant to bring that up in the beauty trends of 2020. I feel like
it's great.
A cultural shift and also half due to ultraviolet. And also probably a large impact of Cool Time and Melanoma and Shameless Podcast and all of that talking about SPF. But SPF became cool this year. Being sun smart was a responsible and cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And I think that was a huge trend. And I agree. Love that. I brought mine down too.
Oh my God.
I like this one better.
Oh. Yeah.
I just don't like the smell of that one. It's fine. I've still got it. I have an eyelash in my eye. I'm so sorry for people who don't like. I can't see. I'll just be a pirate.
Do you need to use your, why don't you use your mirror?
Because it's filthy.
Oh, can you see it?
Oh, yeah. Can you see it? I've got a full speck of mascara in my eyeball.
Yeah. Good.
I also have a trend of 2020 that I had, not a specific product.
Now that we're off that topic. Yeah, good.
No. It was it's a favorite trend of mine this year. Do you know what I mean? And it's baby brown eyeliner.
Oh, how good.
Just
yes.
A little flick. I never used to wear a flick and saying to Brendan, I just feel so much more snatched and 20% hotter with a tiny little wing. Just to give me like a...
Yeah. This one I've never used.
Roller liner is nice. Bobbi Brown, golden, bronze sparkle. There's a Chantecaille one that I like. They're all good.
Do you find that this lasts well?
Yes. I did cry off my wing the other day, but...
Benefit roller liner. Good to know.
Yeah, I like all of them.
Speaking of liners, I've heard magical things about the Mia Connor one that we talked about the other day. It's called the Ferrari of eyeliners. Ooh. I don't know how she's allowed to call it that. I really would have thought that Ferrari would be like, no.
Yeah.
That's patented. That's our name. And you can't liken our goodness. You can't leverage our brand's integrity for the use of the name of your product.
Yeah.
I would have thought.
Yep.
Anyway, everyone's saying it's like waterproof as shit and it's matte as shit. What's this?
Hair favorite.
Oh, you bought a hair favorite? I was going to bring my IGK dry shampoo, but I didn't.
What's your problem? GHD Rise. I will say it lasts approximately two hours in my hair. It drops so fast because I've got hair that doesn't hold a curl at the best of times.
Do you spray it?
No. But oh, I don't find I don't find the spray. I don't know if it's just my hair texture, but when people are like, oh, I just use like a whole can of hairspray and it stays. Hairspray doesn't
help. It doesn't help me either.
My hair's hold. Like it doesn't do anything. It makes it crispy and then it still falls out. So it doesn't help with the hold. What does help is if I use this and then I pin my hair into like thingos, but that's a whole ordeal.
Yeah.
I just like that I can use it to like smooth over kinks and whatever. We know I like that. That's the best.
Nice.
I actually smell. I've got...
You don't smell. I can't smell you. Okay. No one else
I'll
can either.
I'll stop sniffing my armpits on camera then.
What is your biggest anti-fave of the year?
I have a little list.
Oh, okay. Did you bring them to show? Show and tell?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My anti-fave. My first anti-fave is the Marina. No shade to anyone on it. Don't let me prevent you going on it. It's an individual thing, but it made me lose my hair.
If I knew we were going to talk about medication, I could have brought
it's
a whole...
It's not a medication anti-fave. It's a beauty anti-fave. It gave me severe cystic acne that I'm still recovering from.
What about mine? Anyway.
Sure. Fine.
Carry on.
And it made me lose all of my hair. Exhibit A. So...
I can't believe it's still going back.
It's going to be, like, I'll be shocked if it's back before my wedding.
Oh, no. Lucky you stopped it when you did.
Thank God. It's just like, yeah, these bits on my hair have...
I stopped it. I'm just like, you had it removed.
Yeah. These bits in my hair are the bane of my existence.
Mm.
And having sore, painful acne was also the worst.
Yeah.
That's my first anti-fave.
Yep.
Brief shout out to this serum, Allies of Skin. That looks great on paper and is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Adrian's been using it. He doesn't know that we hate it this much, which is why he's still using it.
Don't tell him, because then he'll use the bloody Liberty Bell.
He'll never know.
And then I've got two discontinuations / reformulas that are sad.
Oh, what?
Urban Decay Riff was discontinued. Disaster. And for that fact, all of the Urban Decay single eyeshadows, they were all great. And Laura Mercier original Tinted Moisturizer formula was
another disaster.
Reformulated, and it is not nearly as good anymore, and that broke my heart.
I have two.
Oh, no.
Damn Girl Mascara. In the fucking bin. Worst product purchase of the year.
I love it. How funny. This is one of the only products...
Look at my wand!
Yours is faulty. I have one that's like from last year, and it doesn't look like that. This is faulty.
This is so bright, but look at this.
That's yuck.
Are you fucking serious?
I'd rather buy a Thermomix than that.
Same.
That sucks. That's faulty. Mine's fine. Mine flakes now because it's so old and I've got hair in the other eye now. I can't see.
My other anti-beauty fave.
Yep.
Is
I almost had that too.
The NARS Tinted Smudge Proof Eyeshadow Base in the shade Light.
Oh, okay.
In any shade will do.
And no shade.
All the shade.
Yeah, all the shade and no shade.
All the shade for none of the shades of the NARS Pro Prime. It's not the shittest. I almost wanted to put every eyeshadow primer. Oh, that's
that huge hair was in my eye. No, I think it's probably one of my sproutlings.
Anyway. This in every single formulation, but also every other eyeshadow primer that we tried this year, none of them cut the mustard.
Yeah.
Cut the mustard means did a fart, doesn't it?
Does it?
I don't know. None of them.
There is a something mustard. I don't know what it is.
None of them made the cut. Yeah. None of them were good enough.
And now I'm getting stressed because I have 10 months until I get married.
And we don't have one.
And my eyeshadow. Oh my God, Watson's asleep sitting up.
Oh.
So cute. Yeah, nothing works. Nothing works.
I really thought this worked for a little bit, and you know what I realized? It's just because I wasn't leaving the house, meaning that the temperature of our life wasn't changing.
And that, like, you were putting it on at 12 o'clock and, like, not caring that your makeup was gone by 4 p.m.
I shit you not, now that I leave the house, this lasts approximately 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Nothing works. Anyway.
I love the brown. I love the dark tint.
But it doesn't stop. As an eyeshadow base. It doesn't stop your eyeshadow creasing.
No, and I'm wondering, like, can I use something under that? But if I do, if I find something that works, can I then use that over the top or will that make that crease? I'm stressed.
I need to text Adrian to remind him he's got a hair appointment.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the next? Snack fave. Yearly snack fave.
Well, we've brought them here to discuss. Of course.
Caramel twirl. I've eaten... at a low point in my life, I ate 2 king-size ones, so that comes with 4 sticks every day.
Is it double, or is it just a bit bigger?
It's not double what this size is, but it is longer. Mm. Anyway, it's my favourite chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
the best.
Mm-hmm. We've snack-fluenced many people on that one.
Mm-hmm. I'm here with you for that.
My snack of the year is the Absolute Organic, Certified Organic baked beans.
That specific brand is your favourite?
Yeah. Because I purchased these at a point in my life where, or in a point of the year, where my health was very not good and I needed to eat things that didn't have emulsifiers in them. And therefore, I went for the organic baked beans with no added salt, BPA-free, gluten-free, certified organic, no added additives. They're just navy beans, water, tomato paste, sugar, and cornstarch.
Yum.
With some seasonings. They're made in Italy, so like that's pretty bougie. Mm. And I eat them every single day and as a snack. And whenever I feel... They've turned into my comfort food, but also my breakfast. Kind of like what you have with porridge, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got nothing for dinner, baked beans porridge. Waking up for the morning, baked beans porridge.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Literally. In the middle of the day and you're hungry and you don't know what you're going to do and there's no food in the house to eat, baked beans porridge.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I eat them on a strata muffin is my preference every single day. Every day with a good serving of Lurpak and a good sprinkle of Norda salt at the moment. We love it so much.
I will just say that, was it this year that we had Jackie Alexander on the pod and she brought baked beans in?
I know, and I shaded her. I didn't ridicule, but I did throw shade. And I'm really sorry, Jackie. I don't think you'll like these. They really don't hold a flame to the original baked beans. If you like the sugar content of the original baked beans, I have to even out the lack of sugar with so much salt to make these taste good. But anyway, they're my absolute favorite of the year. Also, salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah.
Because they've gotten us through all of the bad times of this year.
Yeah.
I'm like Lisa at a low point, 5 bags a week. No, it's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Cool.
Non-beauty fave of the year? Did you bring one?
I didn't bring anything because I have things to talk about. Oh, actually, technically wearing one.
I have 3. I'm just going to smash them.
I have 3 as well.
Great. Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, of course. You do one. My Apple Watch.
Mm.
It's the only thing that's motivated me to actually walk and do steps because if I wear it and it says under 600 for the day, I'm like...
You're stamping place.
I'm like, must leave the house. Also, it tells me when the sun's going to set and going to rise and it tells me the UV rating of the current point in time. And I feel like all of those things are extraordinarily handy to have, and the date, time, and weather all at the one time. Did it get a bit stuck, did it?
Yeah, it got rigid.
What's yours? That's
great. I really liked this album.
It was a really good album.
This is the album of the year just because it was one of the only ones that I played on repeat all the time. And I'm probably going to have to make my hottest 100 just
all Glass Animals
album because I didn't really listen to anything else other than ABBA, this, and like Donna Summer this year.
Fair enough.
So, and then I'm upside down in here. My last non-beauty favourite is this small ice cream scooper because it makes making cookies a joy.
It makes the best cookies in the whole entire world. It does,
and it's small. You can't get like the big one because then you'll have huge cookies.
It's like a medium-sized one though because a melon baller is smaller than that.
Yeah,
There you go, it says 40 on it. It must be 40 mil.
Yeah.
So four centimetres, that makes sense. Yeah, there you go.
Love that. What are your other ones?
My other ones were, I wrote them down because I've already forgotten. Oh yeah. The Long and the Short of It podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Really good podcast. 20-minute episodes. Has, like, honestly got me through every point of this year. High points, low points, points where I felt demotivated.
Moderate points.
They do weekly episodes and it's 2 people and they just talk about, like, feelings or, like, concepts and why, as humans, we behave in the way that we do. And it's the fucking best and it really just helped me unpack my emotions this year. And the other thing that I want to talk about was books in general. Books are a fave this year for me.
So proud of you.
Anything that like helped me slow down or like stop or reflect. Got me off a screen. All really important things of this year for me. So there you go.
Good, good.
We're reaching the end.
Yeah, we are. Thank goodness.
I feel like we've spoken
in a long time.
At 100 miles an hour.
It's not unusual for me.
Mm-mm. Final things. Oh, hopes for 2021.
I don't really like doing that.
No, no. Hopes for the podcast.
Oh.
Hopes for us as a couple.
More listeners.
More listeners would be nice.
Like, continued lovely engagement by the listeners that we do have, because the listeners we have are so engaged. I'd like to see the silent listeners come to life. You know what I mean? Like, I want to know all of you. Yeah, I want more listeners. I mean, we put a lot of effort into this, and I want everyone to listen.
We want to take the world by storm.
Yeah, I want more listeners. And
I think you're allowed to say that. We're allowed to put that into the universe.
Yeah, and some sponsorships or like more PR would be cool too, just because I don't care that we don't make a lot of money from the podcast.
But spending a lot of money.
Spending a lot of money on trying products is difficult.
Yeah.
It also means that, like, you know, we're trying things a lot from like Mecca or Sephora or like standard places. Whereas generally when you get sent stuff from PR, it can be from brands like Tower 28 or brands that are a little bit
more indie.
Yeah. How to get your hands on, just stocked at different retailers. Stuff
also, like that. It's, I mean, not to talk about how great PR is considering we don't get much of it really at all, but it is great. We do have
some brands that are really lovely to us. So.
Yeah. Thank you if you're watching. But yeah, I guess getting to try the products like when they're on trend is helpful for us as well. Like being able to try something ahead of time so that we can talk and about it when it comes out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That is helpful. And I feel like that makes us like more, have more relevant content as well.
Yeah.
Do
you know what I would want to put out there?
Yeah.
I want to have Sarah Chapman hook up.
Oh, you could put one wish out there.
I'm sick of people not understanding the beauty that is the Sarah Chapman Overnight Facial and the Hyaluronic Serum and all of that range. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's not out. Oh, I want a hookup.
I'd really love... Ooh, who would I love a hookup from? Like...
I want like Net-a-Porter beauty.
Yeah, brands. I was going to say Net-a-Porter. Like Kaya Weiss or like some Victoria Beckham or like...
Just like, yeah.
Give us something that isn't from Mecca or Sephora, preferably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I would
I mean, love, I'll take anything.
Yeah. I'd love like Gucci. I want to try...
Oh, Gucci.
Like nice. I never go out and buy
expensive
Gucci. I have to actually actively be like, go buy Dior, go buy those kinds of brands. Because I get stuck in a rut of buying brands that I've always known and used.
And trusted.
Yeah.
Because it's expensive to buy something that you don't like.
It's so disappointing too.
Anyway.
I'm wasteful.
Yeah.
We know I hate waste. That's why I make everyone return gifts that I only moderately like.
I want to try more indie brands this year as well. I feel like we'd started to dabble, but there's more that can be done in that space.
Yeah. And I want to find them like when they're actually indie at the same time. But then I get nervous because I'm like, I don't know this brand. I want
to try. No one's going to trust us. Yeah. Also, we should talk about the fact that we now are like on the Acast network this year. That was pretty special.
That was cool.
It would be nice to continue to be, you know, on Acast or on a network for the next 12 months. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Let's hope we don't get dropped.
From Lit Media?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, no,
don't that's drop us down if you're watching.
But yeah, I want us to be like higher up in the charts so that people can find us.
Yeah.
I'd
love other beauty podcasts to stop copying us.
Same.
Stop, Alex.
I love, but normally it's me that's bitchy about that. So
yeah, no, that's okay.
You can do it.
Thanks. I do it offline. and I think that's kind of all my hopes for 2020. To be honest, I think we hit all of our goals. Oh, except we didn't get 3,000 followers on Instagram.
Was that our goal, 3,000?
Well, that's how many followers Watson has, isn't it? No, it's how many followers Toast has.
Yeah.
I think we wanted more followers than our dogs, but we haven't got there yet.
We haven't got there.
I need to try harder with the content. Anyway.
Yeah, we need more content, but it's just exhausting because we already spend so much time on the podcast, but what have you got planned for Christmas? I'm really only asking what do you do and what are you excited to eat? What are the hero dishes of Christmas?
To be honest, I'm not excited to eat anything. I'm really worried that I'm going to get bad bowel problems after Christmas this year, which is very boring of me.
So boring.
We are getting long grain for Christmas Eve.
Fun.
Yeah, we ordered on Provador because we're doing Christmas Eve with my family, Christmas Day with Adrian's family. So
fun.
Yeah.
Well, as mentioned, I already had my Halaliku family Christmas.
Yeah.
Which means that I got my Boxing Day hemorrhoid a week early.
Yay!
So there's that. Crayfish at theirs is always good. I don't eat a huge amount, but just a little bit of crayfish.
Nice to have, like, as the once a year type thing. Yeah.
Burgers, potato salad.
Yum!
Fire! Love it. I just eat crayfish, potato salad.
Yeah.
And then on Christmas Day, majority, like, morning and lunch at mum's, yep. traditional English
yeah.
roast.
Yep.
I don't know if she's going to do a turkey or a turkey and a ham this year.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just get the ham as like cold leftovers, but sometimes yeah. she roasts it.
Yep.
I do like that. A real hero dish at Christmas for me is pigs in blankets.
Oh my God. You talked about this last year.
Did I?
Yes. Like, because I remember I didn't know what they were.
Wrapped in bacon.
Yuck.
Oh, I love it. It's like me doesn't eat meat all week.
Yeah.
Me eats turkey, ham, and a sausage wrapped in a pig.
On Christmas. Pig wrapped in pig.
Ooh. Yeah. Love oh. so much. Little chipolata. And custard. Always.
Oh my God. You are going to die on Christmas.
I get sugar sweats from custard. And then I lose my vision. And then at night we will go to Brenton's parents where I will eat slightly more crayfish, slightly more potato salad.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. I can't wait.
All right.
Thank you for watching.
Thanks for watching.
And listening.
Yeah.
Depending on what
and for listening.
Method you're doing.
We'll be back in the new year.
Who knows when?
Maybe the second week of Jan. We haven't really worked it out yet. Oh, Watson, now is the time. Good job. Yeah, we haven't worked out when yet. So we'll be back.
Yep.
If you miss us, please let us know. If there's anything new you'd like us to start including in the podcast next year, please let us know. If you've got any great PR hookups, please let us know. And that's it from us. Now you're going to awkwardly watch me walk over to turn the live off.
Aww.
Bye.
Bye. Boop, boop. Oh, yeah. It's weird without the sound grabs, isn't it?
Yeah. Bye. Please save this. Oh, my dress. It's from the Lullaby Club. It's 100.
I could never wear anything like that.
I can't wear it either. I look
yes,
like a
can.
Sack.
You look cute. No, I couldn't.
It needs to be like.
Show me.
A little less fabric.
That's cute anyway, too. No, I love it.
This is being saved.
You look cute.
The Sorry. Lullaby Club, everyone. Okay. Bye. Oh, the podcast is called The Long and the Short of It. Oh my goodness, I think all of the comments stopped coming through.
Oh, quick. Let's just quickly. Oh, it froze.
Oh, dear. We lost so many comments. Cult Beauty still has this year's Hourglass palette. Great. Cult Beauty have them on sale. Great. Woo! Is there a massive difference between the UV Queen Screen and the Supreme Screen?
With how it looks on the skin, yes. I would say that Queen Screen is more lightweight.
Okay, and stay into question time.
It has a pearl through it, so it's more like serum-y on the skin.
Whereas this is very much more creamy.
Yeah, lotion-y. It feels hydrating, but then has more of a matte finish. So it's like kind of confusing because that one's like kind of more hydrating, but then sets more matte. This has like less feeling of a moisturizer, but gives more luminosity.
Agree. Both perfectly fine. Good unisex one if you, like, doesn't have glitter
Much
on
better
it.
Unisex yeah. one. Yeah, buy that for the men in your
oh,
life.
Oh, also, should we talk about the fact that I've tried the other one or are we going to save that for a product trial? The mineral one.
Save it for a product trial. Okay. The GHD Curl Hold Spray was the only thing that helped my hair and it doesn't make my hair crispy. Okay, Life of Flora, I have heard you mention that you have limp hair like me.
I think I have that.
Haha, what is that? Are there any bristles? Lol. Wait, what are we talking about?
Bristles?
Are there any bristles?
Oh. What are we referring to?
Fucked up mascara.
Yes, there are bristles. They come out. They slowly spring up bristle by bristle as the mascara wand comes out of the tube. It's fucked. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at that. Oh. I'm also laughing at Liv saying, you still do, Alex, when you're like, I had to avoid emulsifiers.
Oh, thanks, Liv. I still do, but I don't. I try.
Awesome. Then they're all the same. Bye.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Officially done.
Okay, bye. I had to
get this off. Oh, no. I've caught me shame eating.
I don't know how to stop it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.